Started the tramway in Northwest London, Tuesday, 12th October, Vav Cheshvan. Rabbi Yisrael Kornfeld, Contradictions and Doubts in the Office.
It is my honor and my privilege to speak here. And whenever I see the Olam here, I'm reminded of the swimmer. The swimmer who goes and he swims, his whole body is underwater, but his head is above water. A person can be busy with all his work and all his obligations during the day, but it's only his body which is busy with all those things. But his head, he keeps above water. His head, he keeps in the ruchnias, he keeps it in spirituality, in Torah. So if he starts the day with the Torah way, that is the way how to keep the head above water during the day. So I thank you very much for coming. And I wanted to speak today about the extent of the obligation of making a brucha before a person eats or before a person does a mitzvah. And obviously, like every other topic in Torah, once you reach the area where you think that you've mastered the topic, suddenly the horizon is expanding and it gets even bigger. And then we get to the next horizon and it gets even bigger. You start the Torah and you don't, and it doesn't finish. So we'll attempt at least to broaden our horizons. If we broaden our horizons, we gained something. There's an interesting. Let's start with the hakira. I'll spill the beans in the beginning. Like sometimes you keep the thing of surprise. I'll spill the beans straight away the first minute. And the question is, that's clear hakira. Let's look at it in a longish way. The Chazal said, before you eat, before you do a mitzvah, you have to make a brocha. And Chazal say, you have to say, a person who eats before he makes a brucha, he's a gazlan, he's stealing. The Gemara calls him mi'ila. Mi'ila means to say that he's using hegdish, misappropriating hegdish. So he's doing something very bad. As the Gemara says, we're supposed to, shemaim shemaim l'ashem, v'oratznos an v'nei odam, the Gemara says, shemaim shemaim l'ashem, that the world belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's kal lifnei brucha. Sorry. So we find many times that it's prohibited, you're not allowed to eat before brucha. So let's clear, I'll think about three ways how to understand this issur not to eat before brucha, not to do mitzvah before brucha. One option is, the Torah mandates you to be mahalal to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You have to give praise to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam before you benefit from the world. And there's an obligation to praise him. That's one way. And if you don't make a brucha, you're missing your obligation to praise. That's tzad aleph. There's another way of understanding what the mitzvah of brucha is. The Torah says, if this item, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem means to say that the whole world really belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, including everything which you see, all the food, everything which you see, you're not allowed to use. You want to use it? Okay. We have to take away the Isser. How are we going to take away the Isser? We make a brucha, then we open the door. There's a locked door, you can't get there. You're not allowed to take it. We open the door. How do you open the door? What's the code to open the door? What's the code to take away the Isser? Make a brucha, and then brucha is going to take away the Isser. That's the second oifen, the second way. The third way, which we can say is, and that's the chiddush, which we can say like this. The Torah is created as a chiyev lahalal v'lohidois. You have a chiyuv to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Before you benefit from this world, there's a chiyuv to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But, because Chazal said you have a chiyuv to praise the worship, that creates an issur, which means like this. In Tzad Aleph we said, there's a chiyuv to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, finished. And if you eat without giving making a brucha, you mavat your chiyuv to praise. Your time to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is before the eating, and you ate before, so you missed out on this chiyuv. That's one option. The second option is no. It's also to eat. You want to take away the issur to eat? the praising is the way of taking away the issur to eat. The third way is really a shiluv, a combination of both first tzdudim. There's a chiyuv to be mahal on the Rabbein Shalom. Because there's a chiyuv mahal on the Rabbein Shalom, that's why there's an issur to eat. And in order to take away the issur, you'll have to make the brocha. These are the three ways how to understand it. So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, in Mincha Shlomo Simu Yutches, is a whole arichas. Very, very, he's going very long about it. And he ties it into a shana, as a machloikas, mechaber, and a manshur, b'mukam sufek. What this famous, maybe the Olam knows that already, it's maybe, and if the people know it, we'll go over it. There's a sufek, let's say a person doesn't remember whether he said amoitzi or he didn't say amoitzi. And now he wants to eat bread. So we say, on one hand, you can't partake from the food without making a brocha. A 50% chance, I made a brocha already, I don't have to make a brocha now. The other 50% chance, I didn't make a brocha, so I can't eat now. So the Malshur says, there's a lucha sufek brocha is the hukl. Sufek brocha is the hukl means to say, if you have a sufek whether you make a brocha or not, we can make it for you, we'll be lenient for you. We'll make it. Okay, sufek brocha is the hukl. Says the Malshur, yeah. Sufek brocha is the hukl means to say, that on first glance, so the Bruch's local would man guy would tell me, don't make a bruch and eat, says the Mashu now. Also, you're not allowed to have a nur from this world without a bruch. So, lohokal means to say, so the Bruch's local would only apply, says the Mashu, by Birchas HaMitzvahs. If you have a sufik, whether to you made a bruch already on your sukkah, you didn't make a bruch on the sukkah, and you want to sit on the sukkah, says the Mashu, there the klal of some Bruch's local will apply. Why? Because I might make a brucha, I might not make a brucha. So make it, I don't make a brucha. But it's not an aveira, says the Mashur, to sit in the sukkah without a brucha. Because it's not an aveira to sit in the sukkah without a brucha, the Mashur says, that's why the tal of sukkah brucha will apply. But that's not, does not apply to eat to food. If a person wants to partake from food, and he has a question, do I make a brucha, don't I make a brucha, says the Mashur, we don't say sukkah brucha is the hukl in that, in a normal sense, but we say sukkah brucha is the hukl in a different sense. We say, you have to make a brucha. You can't go and partake from the food because you might be over the issa.
He doesn't know.
Sorry?
He doesn't know if he did or not.
He doesn't know. So the lechayre, the pashtus of the mashur is that he can't eat it. He can't eat it.
Stop eating.
That's the pashtus of the mashur.
Continue eating.
Yeah, but then you might make a brucha. You might make a brucha levatula. Right. So that's the problem. That's the problem with the mashur. You have two conflicting forces at play. One issur is you have a chiv to make a brucha, but you can't. So the first glance on the mashur would be you can't eat. You're blocked. Which means there's a force telling you you have to make a brucha. The other force tells you you can't make a brucha. So it's not a brucha because it's an os. So the mashur you're blocked. I've seen some poskim bring down the mashur and say that you're allowed to make the brucha. But it's their understanding, the mashur doesn't say that clearly. We'll have to see, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll try and get through this, the shal lefi the mashur, how you proceed. But that's not accepted halucha. We paskin like the mechaber. The mechaber says clearly that if a person makes a brucha, if a person doesn't remember whether he made hamoitzi or not, he can eat without a brucha. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, why is it like that? Because the mechaber holds like the other tzad. The mechaber says that the mashur is right. Also, you're not allowed. You're prohibited of having anur from the brucha. And how you have a suffix whether you matter the isra or not? So you didn't matter the isra. How can you eat? Mashur is right. You can't eat. Is there a heter to make the brucha? Because that's a different story for mashur. But the mashur says it's also, and you want to be matter, you're the isra. We're not sufik. Maybe we're not matter this. You can't eat it. Says the mechaber, no, you can't eat. Even with sufik. Why? You're not allowed to benefit from this world without the brucha. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the mechaber learned like the other tzad. The mechaber learned that it's not pshat that the Torah said there's an iser to eat and the brucha is matter the iser. No. The Torah says there's a chiv lahoidois before you eat. There's a chiv lahalal before you eat. First you make a brucha. Once Chazal said there's a chiv lahoidois before you eat, that created an issur not to eat before the bruch. So we may have been sofek because we say sofek bruchos lahoku. We've been gonna doubt. You're exempt from making the brucha, which means in the first stage of the chiyuv, an obligation to be mahalal, we matter you the iser, we matter you the chiyuv, sorry, lahalal, mamela, there's no chiyuv lahalal, so mamela, there's no iser. Because the prohibition of eating from the food is only a taitsua, it's only a, how do you say taitsua, it's only a result, it's only an outcome, it's only an outcome of the chiyuv lahalal. Once the chiyuv lahalal is gone, there's no iser anymore. So Mamele says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's Pshat and Machabo. The Machabo says, really, you're right. If you're going to eat without the Brucha, you're going to over an Avera, because there's an Issa. But the Issa is an outcome of the Chiyav Lahalal. Once you made the Brucha, your Chiyav Lahalal, the Issa is gone. But that's only if you're Vadai, for sure, you're 100% sure that you're obligated. But if it's only 50-50, and by 50-50 we have a klal of Sufuk Bruchas Lahokul, so we've been lenient. Once we're in Indian, there's no Chiyuv Lahalal anymore. There's no Chiyuv Lahalal anymore, so there's no Issa anymore. So that's why the Machaber disagrees with the Marshu, and the Machaber says, you can go ahead and eat without a Brucha. Why? Because there's no Chiyuv Lahalal. The Issa to eat is only an outcome of the Chiyuv Lahalal. And there's no Chiyuv Lahalal. That's how the Machaber says. Says Rav Zalman. That's only...
Sorry, maybe you should say some other form of...
Correct. The common sense would maybe dictate the way you're putting it, but Chazal said a certain nusach of a brocha. It's not pshat that a person could be mahalal the way he wants. A person is free to be mahalal the Rebbeinu Shleim as much as he wants. It's very interesting. You bring me up to a very interesting nesivus. There's an interesting nesivus. Nesivus wrote the same Chavos Das on Yeredeya, and Chavos Das Yeredeya in the back in Beis HaSufek, he says chiddush gudel uyim anoyre. I saw it yesterday. And I don't think the Rabbonim are going to pass it like the Chavos Das. But he says, like in Tefillah, when you have a Shmoneh Esrei, there's such a thing which is called Tefillas Choivo and Tefillas Neduva. You can say Choivo Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv, Choivo. If you want to daven Stam Azoy, Neduva. You use it as a loophole. If you have a Sveikas, you don't know what to do, you make it Nai, Neduva. Says the Chavos Das and the Sivas, that the same way you have Choivo and Neduva by Tefillas, there's also Choivo and Neduva by Bruchas. So he says, for example, the person says, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I went somewhere. Says in the Sivis, Baruch Hashem? It's Nuscha Brocha. Baruch HaLevatole. That's in the Sivis Kasha. How can Baruch HaLevatole? Says in the Sivis, Baruch Hashem. You don't say Atu. Baruch Atu Hashem. Say Baruch Atu Hashem. Say Baruch Hashem. What's the difference in Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atu Hashem? Says in the Sivis, if you say Baruch Hashem, you don't want to be Yoitz, Yochiv, Baruch. You're saying, but Teres Neduva. Like the Baruch Hashem is Teres Neduva. You can say also Baruch Atu Hashem, Teres Neduva. What's the difference between Baruch Hashem and Baruch Atu Hashem? You say Baruch Atu Hashem also Teres Neduva. Like you're Davin, Teres Neduva. The Issa Baruch HaLevatol is only, says in the Sivis, if a person decides he wants to be Yoitz, Yochiv, Baruch with these words. Then there's a Mishal of Bruch HaLevatole. But if a person wants to make a Brucha, and he does it B'Teiros Nedova, like he can daven B'Teiros Nedova, he can say a Brucha B'Teiros Nedova. I don't think the Rabbonim Paskin, Aluch HaLemaisa, like that, like this Nesivus. But it's an interesting point. We find
when we forget like a benish in a betzei or something. In the end, you can say other things. Like what he's saying is that.
Yeah, but that Brucha is a proper Brucha B'Teir Choyv. That's a brocha, but a choyva. Brocha to Hashem.
Chavos Shabbos, Shabbos is the brocha. Now you're not sure, so maybe you have some other nusach. What do you suggest?
This way, the aluch lemaisa. I want to make any aluch which we discuss here is not lemaisa. Just want to make the show. Ask your local rabbinic authority. I just asked the pilpula ba'alma. As a zan, the Gemara says that six questions after 120, we're going to ask six questions. One of the six questions is pilpalto b'chachmu. That's one question. Did you set aside times for Torah study? And on the other thing is, did you speak and learn Kashas Terutzim? So this is B'Pchinus, we're able to answer, Pilpalto B'Chachmu. But it's not Aluch HaLamaisa. So in the Chanamah, those bruchas are B'Tor Chayvu. Those bruchas which you mentioned are B'Tor Chayvu. If a person says his own things, that's a Chiddush with Nesivus. I don't think it's Aluch HaLamaisa. Yeah, B'Rich HaMun, the High Pitta.
halal and we would not.
We don't run into problems of Elchanam. It's a halal, but we don't run into problems of Elchanam. Right. But there there's no nusach. There the nusach. There the nusach is a nusach. Like even if don't hold the nesivas, there the nusach is not a nusach of Chazal. We'll get there. I have more to speak, Mamash, on this topic. We'll go with Yas. We'll get there. Yeah, I agree. It's Rav Shlomo brings very interesting rayas. The Gemara says in Bruchas Daf Chuf. The Gemara says a Balkeri. We know that nowadays a Balkeri is Mutar Levurach. In times of Chazal, the Balkeri wasn't allowed to daven. A person is summoned a mission, he's impure, he can't daven. If he can't daven, the Balkeri, the Gemara says that Einem Avurach Lifnei, he can't eat before, he can't make a bucha before his food. Says Rosh Hashanah that the Balkeri in times of Chazal, does he have to fast? No, he doesn't have to fast, he's allowed to eat. So if like the Marshu, which the Marshu says that there's an Isser to eat, like the Heftzel Isser, it's like Chazal. Just the brucha is matter the chazer. We have chazer, not allowed to eat it, and the brucha is matter it. So Balkeri can't make a brucha. He's not qualified to make a brucha. But how can he eat? How is he allowed to eat? The Teretz Yisrael Shlom Zalman must be like the Machabel. The Machabel says that the Chiyav Lahalon. The Chiyav Lahalon creates an Isser. Once the Chiyav Lahalon is gone, see the Balkeri, he can't, doesn't have Chiyav Lahalon because he's not allowed to. So Mamele, the Isser also falls away. So the Isser to eat without the Brucha falls away. That's similar to the Sufik. That's one Rai. The other Rai, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is Oinan. The name of a person is lost his close family members, so the Halucha is that he eats without the Brucha. The Halucha is he eats without the Brucha, till the first day, till the Kvur. So Bishra Tshuva says, in Yeredeya, Sim Shemeshim Mem Aleph, the Bishra Tshuva says in Yeredeya, that until the Shedayim is Mechuyev, he has to wash before his bread. But he doesn't have to make bruchas, that not. Why does he have to wash as a biscuit shuvah? Because he's not allowed to eat without washing. It's an issur to eat without washing. So what do you mean? Mitzvahs is potter, the oinim. Isurim, he's obligated in. So, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if it's true that if a person is not allowed to eat, it's like an issur, so it should be like washing. The oinim is not allowed to eat before without the brucha. Why is he allowed to eat without the brucha? Must be that really there's no issur. Why is there no issur? Is also no lomish enim oinim zeh b'lim brucha. You're not allowed to. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's a chiyev to be mahalal, and that creates the issur. Once the chiyev mahalal is gone, why? Because it's an oinim. Mamele, the issur falls away. Even though that is an issur, but it's only secondary. It's an issur which is an outcome and a result of the chiyev lahalal. That chiyev lahalal by oinim is not there. And by a suffix of Shlomo Zalman, will also say the same thing. That's an interesting point, which Shlomo Zalman says. Says Shlomo Zalman, very interesting. So he says, also, when a person, the Gemara says, if a person eats without a bruch, he's a gazlan. He's stealing. What's he stealing? The machloek is the mafalshim. Some one reason is stealing the bruch, the other reason is stealing the chayfetz, he's stealing the item. Says Shlomo Zalman, stealing the item, it's not like I'm saying, he's stealing the item. So it says no, like I'm saying, because the chiyuv, there's a chiyuv lahoidos, that creates the isser. What the isser is only, I'm only stealing because there's a chiyuv lahoidos, which means the chiyuv lahoidos makes the item off limits, and mamele if I take it without being mahal, I'm a ganav. That's how. It's an interesting point. The Shabir says in Sima Samach Beis, Sif Kutn Teh says the Mishabir, if a person is in the Merchatz, if a person is in the bathhouse where he can't make a brucha, L'chayre, if you use the reasoning for Shlomo Zalman, L'chayre, he should be able to eat without a brucha because he's blocked from eating a brucha. Halucha is not like that. The Mishabir says in Sima Samach Beis, Sif Kutn Teh says the Mishabir, if a person is in the bathhouse, he has to fast, he has to stop eating till he gets out. So you see, very interesting, that there's a shtickle variation here to Rav Shlomo Zalman. L'chayra, I would say, he's blocked from eating, and nevertheless, he's blocked from making a bucha, he's not allowed to eat. So you see that Chazal not always waived the chiyav lahoidos lahalal because he can't, which means by an oinan, by a balkeri, by a sufik, which Rav Shlomo Zalman says, we're waiving the chiyav lahoidos and maybe the issur goes away. That's only in those cases. Vashayim, if a person is in the bathhouse, then he can't. We're not waiving that chiyav. We're not waiving that chiyav. Entschuldigt?
It's a bit like
the Bashir Shlematir. Yeah. You can wait. Yeah, the balkeri can go and be toy with himself. And the Makarek could be time for himself. And the Oinon can wait, I don't know. With Oinon, maybe not. Maybe it's not Beyudai. But if it's Beyudai, I don't know. It's interesting, the Chanama. It's a school. Why Chazal should say that?
What?
Yes, the material, yeah. It's a Zoi. There's an interesting point which I wanted to add on to this, and so says Rav Shlomo Zalman, one point. By Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's not like that. By Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's just a Chiyuv L'Hoides, but there's no Isser. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no Isser for a person to do a mitzvah without a brocha. Not like food where there's an Isser to eat. There, there's not a Chiyuv L'Hoides for the Halal. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, "Memele chapte moyrige halucha lemaise dige nafkemina lemaise." For us, so it says, can a person limit his brocha? For example, a person will say like this: I've got here five pieces of bread. I say, I might see only the first piece, not the other four pieces. Can I or can't I? Yes, halucha is we can. The shale is a person's wearing a talus. Can I say I want my talus only for 2 hours? After 2 hours, I don't want my brocha going further, and then I'll have to make another brocha on the talus. I'm wearing my tefillin only for half an hour. After half an hour, I want to limit my brocha only for half an hour. Can I do that or not? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it depends on that lamdas. If you say that the isser is, let's think about it. By birchas hamitzvahs, the chiyuv is lahoidos. By birchas hamehenim, the chiyuv is lahoidos, which creates an isser, which the brocha takes away the isser as a result. So what is the brocha on? The brocha is on the hanua. The brocha is on the hanua, which means we assert you the hanua, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, because of the chiyuv lahoidos, and the brocha is going to be matter you that pu'ula of hanua. So now, I've got five pu'ulas of hanua. I've got the first piece of bread, second piece of bread, and the fifth, five pieces of bread. And I say, I want to make my brocha limit only be matter hanua number one. I can, yeah, why not? One brocha could be matter five hanuas, one brocha could be matter one hanua, why not? There's no reason why not. By mitzvahs, it's not like that. It's not that the brucha is matter the mitzvah. The brucha is just the chiyuv lahoidos. When is the time to be lahoidos? Before the mitzvah. Before the mitzvah, I have to say, Rabbi Shalom, thank you for being able to give me the ability to do the mitzvah. Oh, so it's not a brucha on the act. It's a brucha stam lahoidos. Says Rabbi Shalom Zalman, brucha lahoidos. You can't limit it. It's limitless. Your brucha is without limit. So when you make a brucha on your mitzvah, even if a person will think, I want to be matter, I want to make the brucha only on wearing the talus for the first 2 hours, wearing the tefillin only for half an hour, you won't be able to do that. Says the Mugdavrum says this. The Mugdavrum says, if a person goes in the sukkah, and he sits in the sukkah, eats one meal, and then he stays in the sukkah, and eats another meal, and a third meal, does he make another brucha on each meal as we start? Which means, he sits, he washes the benches, and then he sits, and then he washes again. So some poskim wanted, the Bach wants to say that maybe you can make another brucha, but maybe not. So Bach says, oh, maybe you can limit the brucha. Says the Mugnavrum, you can't limit the brucha. Mugnavrum says, if you make a brucha, and you say, even if you want to limit it only to the first meal, and you want the second meal should be brucha less, and you make a new brucha for the second meal, you can't, says the Mugnavrum. Says the Mugnavrum, why? Yeah, I'll tell you. Because that, here no senes, the mitzvah, the brucha is not on the act. The brucha is just Chiyuv lahoidos, and that chiyuv lahoidos, you know it's already. I don't want to go on. It doesn't go on anything. By the brichas hamehenin, it goes on something. It goes on anua because there's an isra. The isra is lehenois, so the brucha takes away the isra lehenois. So you can say this anua yet, that anua not. You're right. It comes from a chiyuv lahoidos, but the chiyuv lahoidos is the prime reason for the chiyuv, for the isra which I'm facing. I'm facing an isra, so I have to be matter that isra. So matter the isra, each act is also separately, as opposed to the chiyuv lahoidos, which is a chiyuv lahoidos, is a klolos the chiyuv lahoidos, which is not pertaining to a specific act. So if it's not pertaining to a specific act, I can't limit it. If I can't limit it, it stays.
You start the shiva, there's chiluk, whether you start with the isra and then you need the bracha.
Right.
Not the isra, or the other way.
Or the three ways. Which means you have the mashu says it's a plain isra. Yeah. By the hand. Then there's the mechabel, which the mechabel says no, it's a chiyuv lahoidos which creates an isra. That's by the hand. Even the mechabel is moider agrees that by mitzvahs, by mitzvahs not. There's difference between mitzvah and hand.
The birchas hamehenin is not going on the dover.
It's going on the
Torah. Not good to be Nesa. You said that when he goes on the Torah to be Nesa.
Yeah, the Torah says like this. Chazal say, don't be Moed HaMahalal. If you can't be Moed, because of the Chiyuv Hoyz HaHalal, we institute an Issa.
Right, so the Chiyuv Hoyz HaHalal is not an Issa. It creates the Issa.
Right. The person now is facing an Issa. He goes and he has to be Matir an Issa, which is Oymed Lefonov. He's got a wall in front of him. He has to open the door. He has to get through. Be Matir an Issa. The item is also because of the Chiyuv Hoyz HaHalal.
The item is also because of the Prophet.
Correct.
Rocha going on a piece of bread.
Yeah, but
it's not Rocha, the priest.
Yeah, no. Once Chazal instituted Issa, the Brocha has to go. Chazal is also lehenois. So in Issa, the act of Anor becomes a prohibited act because it's a chiv lehoidois. So once the act is prohibited, you have to be matter that Issa. So normally, also a person who does the act of Hanor, he's a gazlan. Why is he? He's guzzling the chayfetz. The chayfetz becomes prohibited. There's a prohibited chayfetz. So 5 pieces of bread, all 5 pieces are prohibited. You want to be matter, you can be matter this one and not that one. But you're right that the reasoning behind it is the why. There's a why and there's a what. The why is because it's chiv lahoidos. The what is, there's an issa. So you have to deal with the what. The what is reality in front of you. So you have to be matter that issa. How are you going to be matter that issa? By making a brocha. So you can choose to be matter only. Only act number one, not act number two. The same thing says Rosh Hashanah in Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, the poskim say, is an issa to learn before Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is doime to Birchas HaNehenen. It's not doime to Birchas HaMitzvahs. So Romele, the feed them comes out that Birchas HaTorah, you will be able to limit your Birchas HaTorah only for that amount and not for that amount. It's a very interesting point. Very interesting point, which I in Birchas HaMitzvahs. We find the Mishnah Berurah says that Hoshana Rabba in the afternoon, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Yom Tov early, Shmin Atzeres early. Not allowed to be Mekabel Yom Tov Shmin Atzeres early. Why not Mekabel allowed to be Mekabel Yom Tov Shmin Atzeres early? So the reason the Paschim say is because if you're Mekabel Shmin Atzeres early, you come home, it's still light, and you have to make Kiddush. Where are you going to make Kiddush? In the Sukkah. There's no other place because you're Mekabel Shmin Atzeres early, but it's still a Shana Rabba also. The chumor of a Shana Rabbi, because you're Mekabel Shmin Atzeres early, you're not going to take away the chumor of a Shana Rabbi, Shana Rabbi is in the Sukkah. So you're going to make in the Sukkah. Are you going to make a brucha? 1 second. Yes, I'm sitting in the Sukkah, I have a mitzvah. On the other hand, it's a zilzel in your Kabbalah Yom Tov of Shmin Atzeres, so you'll be blocked of making a brucha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Shmin Atzeres early, because you're going to miss out the brucha of Leish and Asukkah when you sit in the Sukkah. So it's very interesting. It's damn interesting if a person would daven, he made the brucha earlier. If he did, there's a loophole here. He can be mekabel yom tov early. He stays in the sukkah. He davens in the sukkah. He doesn't go out, and he makes kiddush al smach of the previous brucha which he made. Void ayam gudel. I'm just saying as a.
But he'd
have to
say
chag sukkah. So when he says wow, when he says kiddush, he says chag sukkah sazeh. Yeah, that's I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But that sounds the Kiddush. Not as the Buch of Leish Vasukka. Yeah, it's not a problem.
Right.
Yeah. But our Kalpulim, the ignorance which I want to bring out is that we find that Birchas HaMitzvahs, if it's a Chiv Lehoidois VeLehalal, it's not an Isser to make a mitzvah without a Buch like food. But it's only Chiv Lehoidois VeLehalal. But still we find that if a person is confronted with that point, that he will do a mitzvah without a brucha, don't get yourself into such a case. You're not allowed to put yourself in such a matzav. So you're not allowed. On the other hand, we find the Mechaber says, yeah, it's an issue to get yourself into, to be goyim a case where you'll sit in the sukkah without making a brucha because you're mevatel your birchas mitzvahs. On the other hand, the Shechinuch says, if a person has an esrei kashul, Dalad minim, which are borrowed dalad minim. What's the halacha by borrowed dalad minim? You can't be yoitzer on the first day because you need lochem. You can be yoitzer on the other days because you don't need lochem for the other days. The question is the second day Yom Tov. So machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say second day Yom Tov, sufik Yom Tov sheni, sufik Yom Tov rishon, Yom Tov sheni. Maybe this is the first day. And if it's the first day, then you need lochem. Now the Shita says no. That's only legaba. That's only pertaining to isra malucha. But not legaba dalad minim. So the Mechaber says, a person should obviously be machmir, like the machmirim. But with the Yeved, if a person doesn't have another one, you can take the, you can be making, you can be saying the Mekilim. But, says the Mechaber, you don't make a Brucha. Because the Chumra of making Brucha, maybe Brucha Levatole, we don't make a Brucha. Which means, of the mitzvah and Dalet Minim, you could be making like the lenient chitter. On the mitzvah of making a Brucha, you have to be a Choshesh of the Machmirim, don't make a Brucha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting. If you have another set of Dalet Minim, which is not shown, you can make a Brucha, take it if it's not a Tircha. If it's not a Tircha, if you don't have to go and be Toireach, you don't have to, I'd say in English, a Tircha, you don't have to, you have to, you have to exert yourself. But if you need to exert yourself, don't have to exert yourself. You can take it without the Brucha. Chiddush Gudel. So it seems to see from here that for the mitzvah, for the Indian of making a Brucha for a mitzvah, you don't have to exert yourself. So it's very interesting when you juxtapose the two things against each other. On one hand, you find, don't be mekabel Shmin Atzeres early because of the Brucha. On the other hand, you say, you don't have to exert yourself. If you have Dalet Minim next door, down the street, you go to the Dalet to make a Brucha. But if you have to walk, I don't know how many, I don't know what the gain of exerting, you have to walk, walk a few blocks, maybe you don't have to make a Brucha, do it without the Brucha. See the limits of how much the Chiv Lehoyla is for the Halle. There's much more to speak about, but I'm not sure whether the time limit.
Time limit is up.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Olam Haba should really last forever, right? That's our man Olam Haba, so we last forever. That's the Chiv. It's a man's